With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Kremlin calls today's talks between President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and Russia's Vladimir Putin constructive. A three-hour meeting in Moscow came ahead of a looming White House-Ukraine deadline.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has held talks Wednesday with President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff right before a Friday White House deadline for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine or potentially face economic penalties that could also hit countries buying Russia's oil. Earlier, Russian TV showed Witkoff taking a stroll in a park near the Kremlin with Kirill Dmitriev, Putin's envoy for investment and economic cooperation. But the Kremlin did not immediately provide more details on Putin's meeting with Witkoff. Trump is threatening severe tariffs and other economic penalties if the killing doesn't stop. I'm Donna Water.
California's Gifford Fire continues to grow, expanding to more than 84,000 acres. Firefighters struggling to rein in the blaze amid hot, tinder-dry conditions. The fire in the Los Padres National Forest is only about 9% contained. Hundreds of homes and other structures are under threat. President Trump considers J.D. Vance a frontrunner for the 2028 Republican presidential nomination.
The president was asked if he believes that Vice President Vance is the heir apparent to the MAGA movement.
It's too early, obviously, to talk about it, but certainly he's doing a great job and he would be probably favored at this point.
He also said Secretary of State Rubio would be a strong consideration for 2028. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed at the moment. The Dow is down 24 points on the NASDAQ, trading 24 points higher. This is SRN News. The Trump administration makes a decision on IVF.
The Washington Post is reporting that the president is no longer planning to issue an executive order mandating the health insurance providers cover in vitro fertilization. The procedure is controversial amongst pro-life advocates as it often involves the destruction of human embryos. The Post says the administration still wants to make IVF widely available, but has decided that an executive order is not the way to go. Congress could take up the issue if it wants to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's largest school districts. That's where parents have brought legal challenges on the grounds that the statute violates the so-called separation of church and state. However, the ruling only narrowly applies to four of the state's 237 districts as Arkansas students prepare to return to class this month. This is SRN News. A large grain silo in Minot, North Dakota, the site of a massive mural by an Australian artist.
Guido Van Helton has been working on the project for more than a year, and when it's finished, it will be visible all across the community. He's painted similar murals in the United States as well as other countries. Van Helton says when he creates the murals on old structures, it, quote, becomes part of the landscape. This mural will cost $350,000, covered through donations. Jason Walker reporting.
Hiroshima is marking the 80th anniversary of the atomic bombing of the western Japanese city. Many aging survivors are voicing frustration over growing global support for nuclear weapons as deterrents. Survivors' numbers rapidly dwindling. Their average age is now over 86. SRNNews.com.